Hey guys, in this episode of Social Media Secrets, I am going to tell you exactly what you need to do to get more views on your YouTube in 2020 and all the years to come. And I'm also going to share with you why your strategy for YouTube probably isn't working out how you planned. Are you guys ready for this? Let's cue that intro and jump on in. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're gonna break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey guys, I'm stoked about today because this one is gonna have a little bit of tough love. So many people love the idea of YouTube and people think it seems like a great idea, but I hear all these rumors about YouTube. Oh, it's too late to start a channel. It's too late to grow your following. YouTube is already saturated. There's no way my content can be seen. It would just add to the noise on social media. Guys, all of those rumors are completely false. Let me just tell you, we were breaking down my channel analytics today and we discovered that in the last few months, we have had the most growth ever on YouTube. Now, keep in mind, I've had my YouTube channel now for 4 years and it is just over the last probably 6 months that my YouTube really started to grow massively. And so it is absolutely not too late to start your YouTube. And in fact, this is a huge part of our strategy for our business in 2020 and moving forward. And what I want to share is that it is not too late for you. However, if you go into YouTube with the wrong strategy, you're going to get the wrong results. And so I'm going to break kind of this belief that people have about YouTube and what it looks like to be successful on YouTube and what you can do instead to get more views on your YouTube in 2020 and moving forward. Okay, so first and foremost, I see so many people who are like, I just want to create these creative videos, these prolific videos, these motivational videos on YouTube. And they put them out there and they get like 17 views and they're super discouraged. The truth of the matter is the best content that you can put out there on YouTube is not going to be as creative, prolific, fun to create. It is going to be none of the above. It is total value. And when I say value, I mean it is tactical value. This is not hypothetical. It can't be lofty. It can't be fluffy or feel good. The purpose of this how-to tactical content on YouTube is to establish yourself as someone who is a trusted authority. Nobody trusts a channel that puts out just all this lofty pie in the sky content that is really like impactful, but if they don't see the vehicle, they're not going to trust you. And so the vehicle is super important. What do I mean by the vehicle? It is where you deliver value. So for me, we talk about YouTube, we talk about Instagram, we talk about Facebook, we talk about TikTok, we talk about Twitter, right? We talk about all of these social media platforms, and truth be told, my channel didn't start seeing massive growth until I started really diving in to how-to tactical content. Now, I'm just going to be honest with you guys, this content isn't as fun or easy to create. This is like getting back in the trenches, digging through the mud. It is not as glamorous to create this how-to content, but what we have seen time and time again is that this is the content that crushes it. In fact, let's just look at my analytics for a second. I'll read this aloud to you guys. Here are my top 10 videos. Are you guys ready to kind of see the common denominator between these? Ready? Number one, how to get verified on Instagram in 2019 for free. That's my number one video on YouTube. Number two, top five best social media schedulers for social media managers. Number three, be a social media manager. Number four, how to become a fully booked social media manager. Number five, the top three ways that I find social media clients. Number six, how to start social media marketing as a beginner in 2019 and 2020. Number seven, and this is kind of an outlier, I'm Rachel Peterson. Welcome to my channel. Number 8, how to negotiate, never split the difference with Chris Voss. Number 9, how to find clients on LinkedIn. And number 10, my free TikTok training, how to make TikTok videos, a TikTok tutorial for 2019-2020. Did you notice that 8 or 9 of my top 10 videos are all how-tos, tactical information? It's not the super fun, like lofty, inspirational stuff. I love talking about mindset because truth be told, a lot of business success comes from having the right mindset, but that is not what crushes it over and over and over again on TikTok. I'm sorry, on YouTube. It is creating content that gives valuable how-tos step by step. It shows that you're not just outsourcing everything and no longer an expert in your zone. Give people how-tos, give them listicles, give them steps, give them the tactical ways that they can actually be successful in whatever your niche is. And that is how you're going to get more views. Now, the thing that isn't glamorous about these videos is they don't immediately blow up. I gotta be honest with you guys, they don't. But what's beautiful is over time, they start to snowball with views as you become a trusted source, not only by your audience, but also by YouTube. And so I'm just telling you, does it kind of sometimes suck to go back into the trenches and like dig through the mud of tactical how-tos? Yeah, it totally does. But you know what is amazing is knowing that I'm delivering value to people every single day while I sleep just by having this YouTube full of how-to tutorials. So that is my challenge to you. Now, a couple of other things. So many people think, oh, I want to start a YouTube. And so they start creating these vlogs. Vlogs are awesome. I think that they can be really fun. But truth be told, sorry, got some tough love coming here. Nobody cares until you give them a reason to care. Meaning until you have poured into their life, until you have really shown them why they should care by delivering value into their business, their life, their everyday, they don't care about your vlog or what you're doing in your life or your trips or your travels. And I'm sorry if that's a really, really harsh reality for some people, but you have to give people a reason to care. So a vlog is more like a behind the scenes down the road, whereas these how-to tutorials give them a reason to actually care about who you are, why your trip is neat, etc. And so that's going to be one of the biggest things that you discover as you really build your YouTube channel and your YouTube strategy. The other thing that I really recommend is to create content specifically for YouTube. Now, I get it. We're all busy, right? Like life can get crazy. We all have the same kind of demands on our time, or maybe you're even more busy than I am, right? I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt. However, the truth of the matter is content that is recorded for another platform feels just contextually off on YouTube. So my challenge to you is to test out consistently creating videos specifically with YouTube in mind versus just downloading a Facebook Live and uploading it to YouTube, because this is going to tell your audience, hey, listen, I care about you. I actually created this for you guys. So my challenge to you is to create YouTube specific videos that deliver value and just kind of see what happens. Now, the third and final step that I really recommend to get more views on your YouTube in 2020 is, ready for it? It is to be consistent. And I know that that's not like a sexy way to explain marketing, but if you're consistently putting out videos that are valuable, if you're a continual trusted source for your audience, they're going to be searching for you. They're going to be looking for your videos. They're going to be seeing your thumbnails pop up over and over again on their suggested page. You want to be consistent for your audience. I know whenever I find an expert that I love in whatever area, whether it's mindset or books or whatever it is that I'm looking for, the second that I go to their YouTube channel and I suddenly see that they haven't put out a video in 3 years, I'm instantly disappointed. And it's not their job to provide that for me, but it's just such an incredible way to show your audience, listen, I care even when my views are small, even when my following is small. I care about you so much that I'm going to consistently put out content and honestly deliver and show up because I know that you're worth it, even if I don't know who you are yet. There's something so powerful about just consistently putting out content and showing your audience that you actually care about them even before they show up, that is so powerful. In case you are listening to this and you're like, okay, I think I'm ready to start recording some YouTube videos, but I'm a little bit nervous, I actually have a video for you guys. It's how to get comfortable on camera. And what's really neat about this video is that I straight up will... in the very beginning of this video, take all my makeup off. I put my hair up in a bun. I change into some workout clothes. I pretty much look my absolute worst in this video because I want you guys to feel really comfortable realizing that there's a lot that goes into the makeup and the hair and the wardrobe and the background behind a lot of these videos. And I'm going to show you guys how to be more confident on camera, how to feel really natural, and how to look great. Some of the tips that I do when I'm creating my YouTube videos. So what I recommend for you guys is to check that out. Go to rachelpeterson.com/podcast and you will catch that in the show notes, how to get comfortable on camera. I'll catch you guys in the next episode of Social Media Secrets. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast so you don't miss a single episode. I'll catch y'all later. Bye.